I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump's new attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has said his client is open to cooperating with the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. In an interview with ABC, Giuliani said he wants President Trump to be interviewed by the special counsel, but only if it's not under oath and the questions are provided in advance. Giuliani also won't rule out Trump using his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in the Russia probe. An explosion at a mosque used as a voter centre in the eastern Afghanistan province of Khost has killed at least 17 people and wounded 34. The attack occurred as people were gathered after afternoon prayers in the mosque yesterday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion, which adds to a series of attacks on voter centres since the voter registration process began in April. The French economy minister is demanding an apology from President Trump after his comments to the NRA that the terrorist attacks in 2015 could have turned out differently if people had been carrying guns. Speaking in a TV interview, Bruno Le Maire said Trump's comments are unworthy of a president whose country is an ally to France. He said the French government does not comment on the massacres that regularly take place in the US because there isn't sufficient gun control, and Trump could have refrained from the comments. Catholic leaders have expressed disappointment after the Trump administration's decision to end the temporary protected status for more than 57,000 Hondurans living in the US. Hondurans who arrived in the US after Hurricane Mitch in 1998 now have until January 2020 to return home. A number of people from Catholic organizations, including Catholic Relief Services and Catholic Legal Immigration Network, have denounced the decision. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.